This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. Yesterday's 6.0 earthquake, reportedly originating along the West Napa fault line, was felt all around the Bay Area. But most of the damage was in Napa, Vallejo, and the surrounding areas. Over 150 people were admitted to the hospital, but there have been no fatalities from the quake so far. PG&E says power is back up in Napa and Sonoma counties, but 70,000 customers lost electricity right after the quake. Gas lines seem to be in good shape, but crews are still surveying the region. Around 600 people in mostly residential areas are still without water. Reporter Lila Day is in downtown Napa. What do things look like right now, Lila?
Well, the streets are all closed off, and there's still glass on the sidewalks. One bank building downtown is completely split down the side. Schools are closed today, and people are walking around in the middle of the streets. There's lots of yellow caution tape roping off a lot of buildings here that are deemed too damaged to occupy. Inspectors are on the streets right now. They're tagging buildings to determine if they're safe or not. So they're using red for unsafe, yellow for restricted, and green for inspected and cleared for occupancy. Kurt Terrez is a civil engineer doing some of these inspections, and I met with him today when he was working in downtown Napa.
We've looked at about a half a dozen residential homes thus far, and particularly the older homes are showing damage. It's either in the red category or the yellow category.
So how extensive is the damage?
At a press conference this morning, city officials said they're going to make it really clear that they are not sure what the damage in dollar amount is. There have been some reports that it's nearly $1 billion, but they're hoping to get the number this week. Right now, the city is more focused on making sure the structures are safe.
And right now, how are people getting the help that they need?
Well, a lot of people are just coming together to help each other out. On the street today, I ran into some volunteers from Home Depot that were walking through the streets with brooms and garbage cans, and they were just trying to help local businesses clean up. I ran into Tyresha McAuliffe, who was crying on the side of the road after being asked for help.
I mean, look at it. Look how it looks. I mean, I know there's plenty of people that need help right now, and we're just going business to business, door to door, asking who can we help.
You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan talking with KALW reporter Lila Day, who's in the city of Napa, which was near the epicenter of yesterday's 6.0 earthquake. And what about some of the people who work in this area, Lila? How are they, and what does it mean for their work?
Well, I spoke with a couple of people who live in the area about the quake, like Cheryl Harper, who runs a co-op art gallery that donates a portion of their sales to high schools in the county here. And she was carrying things from her gallery to her car. The gallery was tagged yellow, and she needs to wait until the damage is further assessed.
Just got smashed. A lot of artwork smashed. Cases and shelving smashed. All the windows out. Cracks in the ceiling. Facade in the front. I imagine it's going to be at least 2 or 3 weeks, if not more, before we can reopen.
And aside from the business owners, there are also many who work with the harvest that live in the area. Is the harvest being affected, and what does it mean for seasonal workers?
Well, there are many people working in the harvest here. I was at a local laundromat and spoke with a couple of grape harvesters, and they said they were asked to come back to work in a day or so, but they didn't think their work would be affected. I spoke to one local grape harvester, Donaciano Avina, who works in the vineyards, and he's lived in Napa for 20 years. He told me he was afraid when the earthquake hit.
Pues yo también dije, pues qué pasó con esto?
¿Y usted piensa que el temblor va a afectar su trabajo?
No creo.
So he says in Spanish that he doesn't think the earthquake is going to affect his work. And what about the state of emergency, Lila? Do people in the city feel that things are under control now?
Well, the fire department said it received 360 calls within the first few hours of the quake, and 92 were gas-related, 50 power lines were down, and then there were lots of fires. I spoke with John Callanan, the operations chief for the Napa Fire Department, about the calls.
One of the things we are focusing on, and one of the areas of more vulnerable folks that have suffered some losses right now, are our mobile home parks. It's a combination of elderly. There are a higher Hispanic population in some of those. So those have suffered a bit more damage because they rattle and move off of their foundation. A lot of them, they're pier block foundation, many of them, and so they've fallen off. And so, of course, it is unfortunate that it's elderly and, again, maybe some lower-income groups of folks.
And many of the lower-income folks that Calinan is talking about are in communities that speak only Spanish or indigenous languages like Mixtec or Zapotec. How's the department responding?
Well, Calinan told me that the language barriers haven't been a problem in the past. There's usually someone who speaks some English on site. If not, he said, the department uses a translation number that they call, where someone's always available to translate, and it has over 20 available languages.
And FEMA's becoming involved in the disaster area as well.
Right. City officials are hoping that FEMA will come in and help set up information about loans and other services that are available for anyone who's needing help right now.
That's KALW's Lila Day reporting from the city of Napa, which was near the epicenter of yesterday's 6.0 earthquake. We'll put links to information about earthquake preparedness resources at KALW.org. Just click on Cross Currents.